electric brakes and get replacement shoes or magnets or any other bits and pieces that you need. Trying to fudge your old brakes onto a new base axle, to me, is you're wasting your time and money. Quite frankly, the aftermarket axles aren't that expensive when you look at it. An original Henschen axle, there's a lot of contention out there as to the prices of them. Why that's there, that's anybody's guess. But the other aftermarket companies are significantly cheaper than original Henschen. Obviously, Airstream has also discovered that because they've gone that route as well. But definitely you change the brakes, the whole assembly, all at one time, and you're not going to have to worry about anything for years to come.
Now, before we move on, because we need to move on to another question, I want to make sure we get Dave's questions answered. So we already talked about how does he know when he needs new ones by checking the orientation of that torsion arm. Another question he has is, how hard are they to change himself?
Well, it's really a type of job that a home handyman can do at home. You know, there's only four bolts that hold the axle to the trailer. And obviously the wires for the electric brakes have to be spliced, and the shock mounts have to be, brackets have to be undone and have new shocks fitted. But that only adds, you know, four more bolts. So in reality, it's eight bolts that you have to take off. Really not that tough. Depending on the manufacturer you go with and or the intermediary supplier, you maybe have to do a lot of measuring yourself to figure out exactly what the track width is, the bracket width dimensions, the hole positions for the brackets, position of the shock brackets. None of it's really hard to do. You know, the average person can certainly crawl underneath there. Certainly you want to jack the trailer up using the chassis as jacking points, put it on jack stands, remove the wheels, get under there with straight edges, and get very accurate measurements. But it's really something that a reasonably capable handyman can do without too much difficulty.
Sometimes, though, I think on my trailer, isn't the gas line can be run under the axle, so that would have to be moved?
It doesn't necessarily have to be moved. What you have to do is undo some of the little brackets that hold the gas line to the belly pan and just let the gas line sag down. That way you can pull the axle between the belly pan and the gas line.
Oh, okay. There's enough give for that?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Well, we do want to stress, though, that if you feel uncomfortable doing any kind of this work, you need to seek a certified trailer technician to give you a hand. We don't want anybody to get under there, get uncomfortable, and get themselves in trouble.
Right. You know, it is dangerous. The trailers are heavy, and it's kind of intimidating when the axle's gone and you're lying underneath there and the whole weight of the trailer is above you, and if you haven't got it set up properly, you could be in imminent danger.
Now, Rob, you got your axle from Axis Products? Because another question Dave has is, where can he get one?
Yeah, it's coming from Axis. I've actually ordered it just this week through Colin. He's putting an order in for the Caravelle he's, you know, did the frame off restoration with. So I know I needed one, so I said, you know, I'm going to jump onto this and get the one for the Caravelle.
The other nice thing is that depending on the sort of work that is being done on the trailer, reconfiguration, adding gray tanks or air conditioning or other things, you can uprate these axles on at the time of order. And it doesn't cost any more to do that. You know, originally, Caravelles had 3,000-pound axles, at least for the 65 model. And we're uprating another 500 pounds because we've got a bunch of other stuff that's going in it. And we've reconfigured the chassis to take the added weight as well.
Okay, I think we covered axles pretty well. I think Dave should be pretty knowledgeable about axles and how to attack his to get it fixed up the way he needs it. We have another question from another listener, Bill, from Orange, California. And I'll just try and read it here. He's restoring.